Jugular pit pulsation is observable in aortic aneurysms of various etiology. This may be accompanied by rhythmic pulsation over the thyroid cartilage. Oliver Cardarelli's symptom. The pulsation of peripheral vessels is normally invisible. Under pathologic conditions, the vessels may display abnormal pulsation and some visual changes. The vermiform bending of temporal arteries is observed in essential hypertension and atherosclerosis. The monilliform beaded temporal arteries may be notus periarteritis and Horton's disease, temporal arteritis. In the neck area of a healthy person, only the carotid arterial pulsation may be observed, usually synchronous with the apex beat. In aortic insufficiency, a noticeable abnormal pulsation of cervical arterial vessels is observed. A patient may even nod and shake involuntarily, simultaneously with the heartbeats. De Musset symptom. Nodding may accompany aortic aneurysm as well. In these conditions, other big vessels, such as the brachial, the radial, and the popliteal, may also pulsate, which is a characteristic of aortic insufficiency and atherosclerosis. In aortic insufficiency, capillary pulsation in the nail bed areas is also typical. While examining the cervical area, a doctor should bear in mind a possible thyroid gland enlargement, because it is helpful in Graves' disease diagnosis if tachycardia is also present. On examination, the veins may display the condition of dilatation, overfilling, and even pulsation. Cervical venous pulsation is peculiar exclusively for tricuspid valve insufficiency due to blood regurgitation into the right atrium and consequently into the vena cava and right ventricle systoles. In this case, homopulsans, venous pulsation may be even in peripheral veins of the hands. There is also simultaneous liver pulsation, sometimes visible. Cervical veins swelling may result from heart congestion, but also from tumoral compression of the vein or their thrombotic occlusion. Commonly, it is accompanied by local edema. In congestive liver disorders such as portal venous hyperemia, the net of distended umbilical veins is observable in the navel region due to portocaval anastomoses, caput medusa. To distinguish between arterial and venous cervical pulsation, remember that the former is situated to the medium from musculus sternocleidomastoideus, but the latter to the exterior from this muscle. In leg phlebopathies, varicosity and venous swelling with the signs of inflammation are usually obvious. After elevating the lower extremities, the veins usually abate due to an improvement of blood outflow. On examining the eyes, mind the presence of the corneal lipid arch, senescent arch of the cornea, typical for certain atherogenic hyperlipoproteinemias and atherosclerosis. The xanthomas of lids, xanthelasmas, may be revealed in atherosclerosis, especially in familiar inherited hypercholesterolemia, HLP-2A, according to Fredrickson's classification. Xanthomatomasis with eruptive, plain, or tendinous xanthomas of various localization is peculiar to hyperlipoproteinemias of types 1, 2A, 2, 3, 4, and 5. The nasal or buccal vascular reticulum may be observed in patients suffering from essential hypertension or diabetes mellitus complicated by microangiopathy. This phenomenon is observable also in alcoholic vasopathy. Scouring reveals numerous pigmented skin plaques with candle wax consistency, not removable by scouring, revealed in older persons with atherosclerosis. Finally, visual general examination must enable the doctor to conclude whether a patient has an excessive body mass. It is of great significance because obesity is epidemiologically related to higher frequency of cardiovascular maladies, metabolic disorders, and diabetes mellitus. Check, if possible, a patient's growth and weight by measuring in order to calculate an exact surplus of body mass by means of special tables, Ob-Dubois tables or American Insurance Company's tables. Palmar and plantar surfaces are also subject to careful examination. The contracture of palmar or plantar aponeuroses, such as Dupuytren's contracture or palmar sclerosis, may be an indirect sign of atherosclerosis or non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus or other metabolic disorders. Palmar xanthomas may occur in certain atherogenic hyperlipoproteinemias. Joint deformation may be related to systemic autoimmune diseases of conjunctival tissue or gout, which are connected with cardiovascular involvement or acceleration of cardiovascular disorder development.